Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Broadcasting from iTunes, Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and Spotify from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and this is Linda Monroe. Today I'll be speaking about waiting for Mr. Boaz, living marriage God's way. I told you last week I'll bring a series for you, and this is it today. Marriage, as I explained to you last week, is a covenant, an everlasting covenant. God never meant for you to get divorced except for adultery or fornication outside the marriage. That's the only reason you can divorce your spouse if you caught him with someone else. But other than that, divorce was not supposed to happen when God created the covenant of marriage. And I think it's so many, the reason there's so many divorces in this world today is because people are not living marriage God's way. The most important marriage I've really read in the Bible was about Ruth and Boaz, and I'll go into that in a few minutes. However, marriage is a covenant, and once you get married, you need to keep that foremost in your mind. It's a covenant between you, God, and your spouse. And God said that men, you should love your wives as yourself, and women, you should submit to your husband. But my thing with the marriages that I've been into is that your husband has to be a godly, born-again man, okay? So that's the only way it's going to work for you. You cannot be submitted to a controlling man that wants to think you are a slave. As I told you in the first series that I've been blessed to be connected with Creflo Dollar Ministry, and marriage is a partnership as well. It's equal. It's an equal partnership as well. Now, God told you to leave your mother and your father and cleave to your wife and become one. I can understand how you can become one when you're two bodies, but if you follow that concept, do not let relatives, children, anybody come against your marriage, then you can become one when you show that mutual respect and look at your partner as an equal partner and not somebody that you are dominant over or have control over. And I've seen, as being an African-American woman, a lot of men and marriages growing up was very, very dominant over their wives. I really thought I would never, never, never get married because of the negativism that I saw in the marriages growing up as a child. I wanted children, and that's what I did. I had them. But I did not want to be in a relationship with a man that he was going to try to tell me what to do, but I couldn't tell him what to do. And I think that's where a lot of divorces are occurring in the day, even in the church, because they don't understand that marriage is a covenant. Once you get that in your mind, that it is a covenant between you, God, and your spouse, and God always has to be in the middle of your marriage, you can never go wrong, because God is not going to allow Satan to come in and put havoc in your marriage as long as you keep him in the middle. So, going back to the story of Ruth and Boaz, it was amazing that Ruth went to Bethlehem with Naomi after their husbands died. They went back to Bethlehem because it was a famine in the land. And so Ruth decided that she would go to work. And guess who she went to work for? Mr. Boaz. Now, he was a wealthy, powerful man in that country. And things I tell young girls today, you have to position yourself in order to get a blessing. That's the first thing you need to know. You have to be in position to get a blessing. So when Ruth went to work for Boaz, that put her in the position for Boaz to notice her. So he noticed how a hard worker Ruth was. So Ruth didn't stay in the fields long. And once he saw how hard she worked, he brought her out of the field and gave her a promotion of watching the other women over the fields work. So next, after she got that promotion to be an overseer of the women of the field, the workers of the field, he asked her out to lunch and told no man to bother her and to make sure that she get extra grain when she go home every day. Now, there's some characteristics that your godly man need to have. Number one, he needs to be a provider. Number two, he needs to be a protector. And number three, he needs to be a godly, born-again man. So once those characteristics are noticeable in him, you will know that your marriage is going to be ordained by God, and it will be a blessing to have a godly man. So when Ruth was going home each day with all this grain, Naomi wanted to know who in the world she was working for. So she told him she was working for Boaz, which was a relative of Naomi's husband. And back there in the Bible, you know, if somebody die, the next kinsman go ahead and marry you and keep things in the family. So after Naomi found out that Ruth was working for Boaz, of course she told Ruth to do something that was ungodly. She told Ruth to go sleep with Boaz, even though they were not married. That's what she advised her. And through loving her mother-in-law and trusting her word, Naomi perfumed herself up, went to Boaz's house, and Boaz was at a party when she got there. So when he came to lay down, Naomi followed him into his room and laid, she followed him into his room, waited till he went to sleep, and then she laid at his feet. So, of course, you know, men don't sleep all night. So, when he woke up, Ruth was there at his feet. So, being the man of character, he didn't want people to think he had slept with Ruth or, you know, Ruth had done anything unethical. So, he told Ruth just to, you know, stay the night there and in the morning she can go on home. So, and he proposed to her that night as well. So Boaz knew the process. He had to go to the kinsman, the next kinsman, and to the elders of the country there to ask for Ruth. So Mr. Boaz talked to a younger kinsman, and told him, you know, about the land that was for sale and that, you know, he was next in line to buy the land. But he put a stipulation on that whoever bought that land, and I guess that was the land Ruth and Naomi was living on at the time, would have to marry Ruth. Now, the younger kinsman did not want to marry Ruth. Even though Boaz had proposed to Ruth the night before, the younger kinsman was the next in line. So after he rejected marrying Ruth, you know, Boaz said, okay, well, I'll take the land and I'll take Ruth along with the land. So that's what he did. He went on and he married Ruth. And Ruth became the great-grandmother of King David of Israel. And they lived a happy, abundant life. I mean, Naomi came along with them. But that's what happens when you abide in God's word, have him in the middle of your life, your love life, in your marriage. And I grew up thinking, you know, we had to be poor. We could never live in prosperity, or we could never have a lot of money, because of course people misinterpreted that money was the root to all evil. And it is. It is the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. But to have money is not the sin that is causing. It's only when you use money in a way that it's not meant to be used. But to have money, you've got to have it in order to be a blessing. And each individual on this earth was put here to be a blessing to another individual. So you've got to have, I mean, if you just go back into the Old Testament, those people were filthy rich. They lived a good, prosperous, and abundant life. So again, don't go looking for your man. Don't go looking for Mr. Boaz, because God will send him to you. Because it breaks my heart today to see women taking care of men. I mean, people that's supposed to be men. Because a man would not allow you to take care of him. Because he know he is the provider and he is the head of the family. So he would not, a man would not allow you to take care of him while you go out and work. And another thing I have people laughing about all the time is when Adam and Eve was in the garden. Of course, I mean, the trees and the fruit and everything, that was what their nourishment was. So the world has put a situation out there that, you know, women supposed to cook, do this and do that for the man, and he comes home from work and just put his feet up and don't do nothing around the house. That's why there's so many divorces. Because then you're felt you're being taken advantage of. Because you work just like the man do, and then you got to come home and cook and feed the children, get them ready for school, take them to track or whatever. And he just thinks once he pulled his eight, then that's it. But once you grasp the concept of the covenant, it's an everlasting covenant. There was no way you were ever supposed to divorce your spouse except for the act of adultery. So I wanted to bring that to you. And young girls, let me tell you, if that man does not want to work and he does not want to bring anything to the table, he doesn't have anything to bring to his to the table, please stop laying down having children for him, because he's never going to be no more than what you see he is from the beginning. Okay? So as long as you're providing for him, as long as you're taking his role, he will never be the man that God placed him on this earth to be. So don't enable this man. Let him be the man that God placed on this earth to be. Let him go out and work and provide. Let him be your protector. Let him get born again. And you will live a most prosperous, abundant, happy, and peaceful life if you allow this man to be the man that God placed him on this earth to be. Because I remember my first marriage, I just, you know, I switched roles too. And I wanted my husband to stay home and cook and clean and, you know, watch the kids while I go out and make the money. And that was the mistake. That was the mistake that I made. And that's why the abuse came in. And I endured the abuse for a long, long time, because my idea in growing up, if you're married, you can't never get a divorce. And so I took the abuse to, like I said, the point where I was getting ready to take another human's life. So don't be stuck in a situation. Don't live in fear. The Bible says God didn't give us a spirit of fear. So don't be afraid. There are a lot of women dead right now because of fear and scared to get out of a relationship. Because the man that's controlling and abusive, he'll tell you he's going to kill you. And you think it's a joke. But as soon as you keep going back and going back, the anger in him escalates to the point where he will take your life. So women, again, if you're in that situation, call somebody, get out of it as quick as you can. Because if he ever mumbles the words, I'm going to kill you, he means it. He literally means he's going to take you out of this world. So don't stay in that situation until that happens to your life. Then you'll leave children here that somebody else got to raise. Okay, again, this is the Linda Monroe Show, broadcasting from iTunes, Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. Again, until next time, be blessed.
The Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.